name and I find comfort just in knowing that you care. I walk each day a path that's peaceful. With every step I take, you're there.
What a blessing just to know when I rise each day that you are guiding me in your gentle-handed way. And as I go about my day till I lay my head to rest, just to know you love me, Lord, I am blessed. Just to know you love me, Lord, I am blessed. You made the stars that shine with wonder, sky so blue
with majesty.
Down on me. What a blessing just to know when I rise each day that you are guiding me in your gentle-handed way. And as I go about my day till I lay my head to rest, just to know you love me, Lord, I am just to know you love me, Lord, I am blessed.
I love being in different parts of the country. And you get to see different things, and you look at creation, you look at the world the way it is, and you think of the mighty power of God. And that's why I love a thunderstorm. I love a thunderstorm. I love to see the lightning and the thunder and things like that, because that makes me think of God. Must be the German in me, I guess. I don't know, but I just love these displays of the mighty power of God. And that's what this song speaks about.
I sing the mighty power of God, that made the mountains rise, that spread the flowing streams, that spread the flowing seasons abroad, and build the lofty skies. I sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to rule the day. The moon shines full at his command, and all the stars obey.
Bum bum,
doo doo,
bum bum,
doo doo. I sing bum, the goodness bum, of bum, the Lord doo, that filled the earth with
bum, bum,
doo doo,
bum bum,
doo doo. He formed the creature with his word, and then wrote. I survey the ground I tread, or gaze upon the sky. There's not a plant heavens or Father below, but makes thy glories new. And clouds arise and tempests blow by order from thy throne. Well, all that borrows light from thee is ever in thy care. And everywhere that man can be, thou God art present there.
I sing the mighty power of God
that makes thy glory.
Describes our lives as either being vessels of honor to his glory or vessels of wrath fit for destruction. And our goal as a Christian ought to be taking our vessels and honoring and glorifying Jesus Christ at all times. I hope that's your desire, and I hope you'll be a vessel of honor for him.
In a great house there are vessels, some of wood and some of clay. There are great ones and small ones, you can choose the ones you may. Some for service, some for beauty, others bear refreshing wine. Lord, I care not how you use me, please just hear this prayer of mine. Make me a vessel unto honor. The fame of this world I refuse. Sanctify me, cleanse me, and fill me. Meet for the Master's own use. Lord, my vessel is empty, it is purged from dross and sin. By your precious blood on Calvary, it has cleansed me now within. Though unworthy for your service, yet your grace is mine today. So I offer you my vessel for your use, and this I pray. Vessel unto honor, the fame of this world I refuse. Sanctify me, cleanse me, and fill me. Meet for the Master's own use. Yes, I'll be meet for the
Let's take our Bibles tonight